If he does show up, this is going to be like having a conversation with a homeless person outside a convenience store, but I think it'll have a lot of entertainment value, so. It was funny. Dieter said he was gonna punch me, and I was like, "Bro, you're like 5'4" in real life. Like, no offense, but don't come up and try and punch me. It's not gonna work out well."
Okay, we got
Yo,
Dieter in the
bitch.
house.
What's up?
So here, I'll go ahead and just go off mic and let you two just hash out whatever you need to hash out. I won't allow any other speakers, so no one will be ganging up on each other. And have at it.
So how does
What's up,
Peter's dick
midget?
taste, dude? How does Peter's dick taste?
Like like crumpets.
Dude, you're the fakest fuck on Twitter. I
Is this all you
fucking
got,
hate you.
Dieter?
You're a little bitch,
Is this all
dude.
you got?
You're a little fucking attention whore. You come here, you're like, oh, I'm retired off Bitcoin. I'm bored and I have nothing to do. Let me just go like stroke with all these guys and
Is
like make myself seem
Dieter,
relevant.
that's the same thing you do. That's the same thing you fucking do. You're the same person. What are you talking about? You're the
Yeah,
same fucking person, dude. You just circle jerk.
I do
You
that.
circle jerk with a
Dude,
bunch of
no,
people
no,
that
no.
are
We're
also unhinged morons like yourself.
in the
It's
same
still a circle jerk,
situation,
dumbass.
but you're a weak little bitch and I'm not. Dude,
Dieter,
you're a
remember how
weak
you
little
didn't show
bitch
up to the
and.
conference because you're too scared of people in real life? Even though you fucking,
Dude.
well, I'm not gonna say that, but even, I'm not gonna say. I don't want to dox anybody. You didn't show up to the conference, bro. Come on. And you
Yeah,
easily could have gone.
I didn't show up to the
And
Binance
you didn't have
convention.
good reasons to not go. You're just too scared to
Bull
see people in
fucking
real life.
shit, dude. You
Dude, you told
think
me you're
they're
gonna
not good
punch me in real
reasons?
life.
No,
You're
you
five
think
foot
they're not
four,
good
bro.
reasons because you're
You're
a
five
fucking
fucking
circle
four. Are
jerker,
you
dude.
kidding me? Try and
You're a
punch me in
circle
real life, too.
jerker. You get off on feeling relevant. That's why you're
Allie to die
here.
alone.
That's
Try
why you're here, dude. Period. I sit
it.
by the fucking pool
You're
all day,
such a
too.
fucking pussy, dude. You were such a fucking pussy. For real. You wouldn't even show up in real life.
Dude, I don't want to go to a fucking
I don't want to
Binance
go to a
convention.
conference because I'm 5'4 and I'm going to get strangled if I try and punch somebody.
No, dude, I would fuck you up. I would fuck you up. You know why? Because I have real fucking passion. I would try to
Fucking
kill
tiny,
you.
dude.
You'll be fighting, I'll be trying to kill you. So because I have
You
passion
don't even
and
know me,
you
bro. I
don't.
got so much heart. I got so much heart, bro. When I get in a fight, bro, it's not the fucking size of the dog. It's the size of fighting the dog. You know what I mean, bro? Come on, bro. That's,
Yeah,
dude.
that's literally true. That's true. So you have a micro dick and you gotta be circle jerking to feel good about yourself. And it sucks. It fucking sucks, dude.
Everybody knows 6.15, which is that's average, okay, in many regions. I just want to let you know that.
7.34. Dude. You fucking suck. You're here to milk the scene for your own fucking pleasure. You don't give a fuck about Bitcoin. You don't give a fuck about any of that. You don't give
Exactly,
a fuck
how am I
about any of
milking the
that.
scene? How am I milking the scene? How?
Because,
Tell me.
dude, you're
Be specific, you
stroking
faggot.
Peter. You're a fucking faggot,
What
dude.
the fuck does that mean? I go on Peter's podcast, okay?
Yes.
How is that stroking Peter?
Because he's an obvious
I'm not
fucking
paid by Peter.
phony.
I'm not on Peter's payroll. Never taken a dollar from Peter. In fact, I'm down a half a Bitcoin to Peter if you fucking listen to the podcast, which is not, that's not pleasant to be down a half a Bitcoin, okay? So really, Peter has gotten more value out of the relationship than I have. I don't know what fucking point you're making.
Because, dude, there's fucking noobs, man. There's the biggest wave of noobs of all time. And you're this perceived pleb, but even though you're a fake fucking pleb, okay? You're this perceived pleb, and then they see you fucking stroking Peter and giving him legitimacy. It fucking sucks, dude. You're pathetic. I sit,
What does that dude? Dude,
I.
I do. I'm a no. Dude, I'm a nobody. Okay,
Yes,
like my
I
account
know
is
you're a
not large.
nobody, and so am I.
Peter's account,
But
dude.
that's why
Listen, Peter
that's why
Joe
he
does
wanted
huge
you on
fucking
there.
numbers. How am I? Hey, no, shut up, dumbass. How am I giving Peter Show legitimacy when Peter Show does huge fucking numbers and I'm a nobody?
It's because you won't shut the fuck up and listen, okay? He got you on there as a PR move for plebs. That's it. You are a fucking nobody.
Oh, it seems to be working real fucking good then, doesn't it, Dieter? Because all I have to do, all I have to deal with all day is fucking plebs. Oh, you're on fucking McCormick. You suck his dick, blah, blah, blah. Listen, I go on McCormick's show, like every podcast guest, for my own fucking ends. I don't go on there for McCormick. I go on there for myself because I have messages I want to get out. There's a huge amount of new people listening to that show.
Dude, you're on there because you're a thirsty bitch. Dude, you're on there because you're a thirsty little bitch.
Why don't you fucking talk less in Twitter speak and actually outline what the fuck you're trying to say? Because all you're doing is making baseless accusations, Dieter. You have no evidence for shit. You're a little tiny midget person.
You came
on
here trying to ask the fucking plebs.
You're too scared
to go to
the conference, even though you easily could have gone to the conference. Come on.
You're a thirsty bitch. That's it. You're just a thirsty bitch.
Dude, you didn't
want
to go to the conference.
You don't give a fuck about Bitcoin. You don't give a fuck about any of this.
And your online identity are fully disconnected. That's why you didn't want to go. You're not like this in real life. You're everyone's bitch in real life. You know that. That's how you walk through your entire existence, dude.
Because I'm the thirsty one.
What the fuck are you talking about?
So I'm the thirsty. Dude, I sit by the fucking pool every day too, dude. But I don't use that to be able to garner this like fucking following. I'm a thirsty as fuck. I gotta be like I'm relevant. I gotta like be like in the eye of all the people and like I'm the one. Dude, fuck you. You're not the only one sitting by a goddamn pool, dude. You're not.
Bro, the plan is for all of us to be sitting by a goddamn pool.
No, it's not. You're a pandering.
Yes, it
fuck.
Is.
You are a
I
pandering.
I want people to get wealthy off of Bitcoin.
Fuck.
Do you not also want the
you
same thing for people?
You don't give a fuck about anyone, dude. You are here for you, period. You even kiss a minute.
Everyone's here for themselves.
I go
everyone's
on
here for
show.
Themselves, you
I
fucking
go on
retard.
Show
you're not here for
my
other
own,
people.
My own
everyone
people.
Is here for themselves, you fucking dumb piece of shit.
No, dude.
Are you kidding?
I'm
you're saying
for
you're not
everyone.
Here for yourself. You're saying
I'm
you're not
here
for
fucking
yourself.
Freedom. I'm here because I want the central bank to go down in fucking flames. You are here for you, dude. You
Dog,
are here
listen,
for
you.
You
literally, Dieter, you have posted pictures of your infinity on these fucking Telegram group chats, flexing on plebs, saying things like, you don't have to fucking stack Bitcoin because you're an OG and all this shit. You do all the
what?
Shit that you accuse other
dude,
people of doing. Yeah.
I regularly
dude, I have
post
all the screenshots from that,
stacking.
Dude. I'll have to dig them up.
I regularly
but they're
post
there.
Me stacking.
And everybody who's been in those Telegram groups can say, dude, you used to say you didn't stack. Are you retarded or something? You're just going to lie about this? There's so many plebs who will back me up on this who are in those group chats.
For
seriously?
To say that I don't stack?
Like dude, you used to say in 2019, 2020 that you didn't have to stack because you had OG privilege. That's what you would tell people.
No. I said that
yes, you
if
did.
You're an OG,
yes, you fucking did.
You're incentive
somebody,
to
somebody
stack
got the
does
evidence
go
on
down.
That fucking post it.
It's just period.
Because that's real.
Dude, you're a thirsty fucking fuck. That's it. You're a thirsty fuck. That's it.
What am I thirsty for, dude? What am I thirsty
because
for?
Because you have a little dick. That's why. You feel inferior. That's why.
You're doing great.
Dude, when I got to the point to where I can say fuck you to the world and just lay by my pool all day, that was good. That's it. Now I just cheer on Bitcoin taking over the fucking world. I'm not knocking on people's door. Hey, Peter, can you like let me like be on your podcast? Like what? Like, dude, you're thirsty as fuck, and you're so thirsty, it just makes me think that your
yeah,
whole life, the whole
Did you
thing
say anything
that
besides
you're,
I'm
your whole
the
persona
whole time?
Is just fucking fake, dude. It's fucking fake. It's fucking fake.
Okay, cool, Dieter. Tell me how it's fake.
Because I've been here for over 8 fucking years, man. I can read through the
I've
fucking
been here
line.
For fucking six
I can
and a half
see.
Years.
Well, no, you haven't.
Yes,
no, you
I
haven't.
Have, fuckface. Yes, I have. Not on Twitter, but in Bitcoin.
Well, I've been on fucking Twitter. In Bitcoin Twitter.
Okay, I don't care.
For 8
I didn't
fucking
used to
years.
Use Twitter.
Dude.
You know that a lot of us didn't use Twitter until the block size war, right? It was more Reddit based before that. You're an OG. You know that.
Fuck Reddit. Reddit sucks.
Yeah, Reddit's terrible. I agree.
Right. So you're a thirsty bitch. You
Tell
like to gargle. You like
fake.
To gargle Peter's
thirsty.
Balls.
Go ahead.
That's it. You like to gargle influencer nutsack. That's just all there is to it. That's it. That, like, you coming up in the world wasn't even good enough. You gotta feel like you're like the center
Wait,
of attention,
what?
And like these people are following me, and like all this other bullshit, dude. Fuck you.
By
fuck
the way, have
you
checked out my BitClout?
Peter,
have you
Peter,
looked at my BitClout,
dude?
Though?
I will take a picture of my rock hard boner, 7 3/4 inches, and send it to you. I will, and it wouldn't be the first time I've done it. So, like, whatever, dude. Whatever. All right,
post it, dude. Hey, you really want to be about that life? Post your dick on Twitter. Go ahead.
Dude.
You want to prove you're not fake? Hey, you just said you would do it. Post your dick. Post your dick on Twitter. You just said it. So are you going to be fake, or are you going to post your dick on Twitter?
I said I would send it to you.
You just said you'd do it in front of 400
people. If you
want
to forward it to people, that's fine.
Okay, send it to me personally, and I will post it. I'd love to see your dick. Please send it my way.
Dude. Okay,
don't Google
so
image search this. You got to be legit about this.
This is what
okay?
it comes down to, man. Peter,
I need
is
like
a
block clock in the background.
Fucking
or something,
bad
okay?
actor, dude. So all those guys have blocked me. Who the fuck has blocked you? You piece of fucking shit. Okay, all those guys have blocked me because I actually go after them. And yesterday,
tons of people
I created a side account.
What are you talking about?
I created a side account to see what those fucks were doing. It had been literally years. Since I've seen what those guys are doing, I open it up.
I know you showed me that you were watching
and
Crypto
I
Man
Rand. I
you
see
actually
Rand
watched
the Crypto
Guy.
Man
Rand. Like you actually sat through one of his podcasts. Like a
I see Rand the Crypto Guy doing some live show with Peter McCormick. Okay, and Rand says to Peter, "Hey, I thought you weren't a maximalist." And Peter goes, "No, I'm not a maximalist. I've never said that." And then Rand goes, "No, on such and such show, you said you were a maximalist." And then he starts fumbling and stuttering and bumbling around. And then this other dickhead joins the show and they get off topic. Okay? Peter is a fucking phony. He promotes, he is in the shit cornery circle. Period. So you being on his show is you directly promoting shitcoins and shit cornery and fakery and being fucking phony, dude.
Listen, no.
You,
dude, okay,
dude, you
I'm not
are
here to
such,
listen, I'm not here to defend
you are
Peter.
In such a
Peter
unique
can defend
position
himself.
That
don't,
you
listen,
don't
I,
have
he,
to do anything
a
in
a lot
life,
of
man.
Peter's shit is
you
fucking
don't have
retarded.
To do anything,
I would never defend the
so
shit
you
he puts
choose
on Twitter.
To gargle
but you're
Peter's
fucking, dude,
fucking
dude,
balls?
Listen, Peter's show has been Bitcoin only for the last like 2 years. Okay.
No.
So, that's the only time I've been on the show in the last 2 years. I was not back on his show when he was promoting shitcoin.
He
promoted. Go on a show
still,
that's promoting
dude,
shitcoin.
Do you think he's actually?
People
changed?
Ask me to be on their stupid crypto podcast, and I tell them no for obvious reasons. I'm not going on a fucking crypto podcast. Okay?
So you don't think that I get asked to do all that bullshit too? I told
what,
Peter
to go on crypto
when Peter asked
yeah,
me
you
to
don't
be on a show. You
fuck,
I told
dude,
Peter to go fuck himself. You said, no,
I,
Peter.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
You said, no, Peter, don't pay me to be on your show. I'll suck your balls for free, buddy. I will suck your balls. I am so thirsty for relevancy. I will suck your balls for free. Dude, it's fucking pathetic, man. No one's
dude, I just love how the
principle.
I love how the goalposts
no, nothing.
Are constantly shifting. It's like if I got paid by Peter, I'm a paid shell. If I don't get paid by Peter, well then I'm thirsty. You know what I mean? It's like
yeah,
bro.
You're
Dieter,
a thirsty
this is your
bitch.
Problem. This is your problem. You have no consistency, like zero consistency.
I'm the
you have
only
no
one
principles.
That's been fucking
you have
consistent.
No integrity.
You lying
no, you have no
sack
principles.
Of
you have no
shit.
Integrity. You have no intellectual consistency.
Bullshit,
you just call everybody a
dude.
All the time.
Everyone
and
in
then, of
here
you're gonna
has
be right.
followed me for
of
years.
Of course, you're going to be right.
Who will
if you call
say
every
I've been the most consistent person they've ever seen on fucking Twitter, dude? You're the inconsistent.
People are
going to
be fucking
fuck.
Scammers.
You're the inconsistent.
Of course, some
fuck.
People are going to be scammers.
Uh-huh. You are
How
the
inconsistent?
Inconsistent fuck.
How am I inconsistent? How?
Because I'm a pleb, but no, at the same time, I'm going to suck Peter's dick. Like, what? It doesn't make any sense, bro.
Okay, Dieter, is this all you have to say over and over again? Just, I suck Peter's dick, and I'm a fucking
after years and years and years, when it doesn't make sense, there's something fucking going on. There's something going on. When it doesn't make sense, you don't go, oh, it doesn't make sense, and you just move on. There's something going on.
With what?
It doesn't make any sense.
Make a specific claim, fucko. With what? What is going on?
My claim is you're a thirsty bitch that doesn't give a fuck about Bitcoin, and you're here just to amuse yourself and lead people down the wrong fucking path.
How people have I led people down the wrong
people
path?
People don't How? Need How? To be listening to Peter McCormick.
How have I led people Period. Down the wrong path? How?
How? Because you're
because
rubbing
what?
Elbows How? With a fucking scammer.
Oh, uh-huh. And that's me leading people down the wrong path?
Yes, you rubbing How? Elbows with a fucking scammer leads people down
the
wrong
the time.
Path.
Hey, you tweet at him all the time and give him engagement and attention. So you're rubbing elbows with him also.
No, I'm calling him a little bitch and hoping he gets nut cancer. So it's just, fuck Peter.
You're giving
fuck
him all the tasty engagement.
Fuck these fucking phonies.
When he goes on Twitter and does this stupid trolley bullshit and then you take the bait, is that not giving him engagement and raising his profile?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay,
I'm
but that's what you're doing.
Say,
that's what
Peter
you're doing.
Sucks.
Peter.
You suck. That's why I'm here. You suck, and Peter sucks. Peter
we didn't need to do this in audio
Bitcoin.
If this was all you were going to say. We could have done this in text because you could have just
Peter
tweeted
doesn't
at me
give
30
a
times
fuck
that I'm
about
a thirsty
Bitcoin.
Boy.
He's here to milk the scene. That's it. Dude, if you do any research
yeah, he's
on
an
like,
influence.
You know,
he's an influencer. Yes.
How does someone garnish a following? The rule number one is find a niche group and get a foothold in it. That is literally rule number
Dieter,
one.
Dieter, I used to do content for a living, okay?
Like, okay,
I'm well aware.
I guess you failed and you just sucked ass at it. So, like, that's it. Peter's a fucking phony. Why do you want to associate yourself with that? Why?
Dude, because I have my own ends. That's why
That's
I go on
not
Peter's
an answer. Don't
I
be a little bitch.
Ends.
Don't be a little bitch. Peter is a bona fide phony and a scammer. Why do you want to associate with him?
What is the scam? What scam is he running?
The scam is if you're being a fucking phony means you're misleading people to your own advantage. He doesn't give a fuck about Bitcoin.
So,
That's
dear,
it.
If you don't post a picture of your dick, are you a phony? Because you said you would do that.
Whatever, dude.
So you would be a phony in that instance. So you got to post a picture of your dick if you want to keep it real, dog. Everybody heard it.
Whatever, dude. If okay? you just want to be a fucking clown,
show an open
dime
for scale, please. We need to actually confirm if it's 7.34, like you said.
It's actually 7.75.
Okay, that's very impressive. Hats off to you, sir. But I'm going to need that open dime for scale, okay?
I literally took a sledgehammer and busted up my open dimes because fucking MVK is a fucking, he's a fucking simp herder too, dude.
He's a scammer? NVK is a scammer?
No. They,
That's what you're
look,
saying?
Look, it's attract the simps, corral the simps, milk the simps. That's just what they do, okay?
NVK, seems to be the Robert Breedlove strategy.
NVK cares more about extracting value from his followers than he does about Bitcoin. Period.
Bro,
that goes for you.
Dude,
that goes
NBK
for Peter.
Is a
that goes for all these fucking guys.
Hey, no. NBK is a businessman with a product, and it's a great product. It's a Bitcoin-only product.
Okay,
you should watch
your
fucking mouth.
Do your little fucking spiel because, oh my God, you can't rock the boat. Because
No,
then,
I just
oh,
like
what,
NBK.
What
he provides a lot
of
value to the space, dear. You
the
provide nothing.
Jerk crew.
You provide fucking nothing. Why is
God
it a circle
forbid.
Jerk? Everybody in this chat owns a fucking cold card. Why is it a circle jerk to say that NBK is fucking good for the space and he provides a lot of value. Are you retarded?
But what I'm saying is he cares more about extracting value from the space than he does about providing value from the space. And that's what I
he created
to
the
see.
First Bitcoin-only hardware wallet. How is
I
he not providing value to
what
the
he
space?
Does. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
What value have you ever provided to the space, Dieter?
What the fuck have you done, dude?
Nothing. Nothing.
Right.
What
nothing.
Have you done? What have
nothing.
You done?
And nothing.
Yeah, I know.
I've done nothing. But I've been here for a long fucking time, and I know when someone's being fucking fake and when someone's being fucking real.
dude, you just call everybody fake. That's what you do.
No,
and yet
no,
you won't
I don't.
Post a picture of your dick like you said you were going to.
No, I don't, dude. I do not think everyone's fake.
You're fake.
Let me just
you're
scroll
fake,
through.
Dude,
I think psychedelic
that
art
claim
is real as fuck.
A picture of your
I
dick,
think
and now you won't do it.
It's real as fuck. Let's see. Who
I'm going to need to see that dick, my guy, to prove that you're not fake. You know? Drop your pants.
Whatever,
let's
dude.
See what you got going
Everyone
on.
Knows you're a thirsty bitch. That's it. You're a thirsty bitch. Okay? I should have zero.
Wait, how did Dieter become a listener instead of a speaker? I don't know how to work this shit. Did he leave? That's sad. All right, well, Dieter, we're going to need to see that dick, okay, my guy? If you're still listening, we're going to need pictures with something for scale. It doesn't have to be an open dime. You know, it could be a block clock, could be a Trezor, a ledger, whatever you got around, whatever's handy. We're going to need that, though. Can't be a Google image thing. Got to prove it's your real dick, okay? Bitcoin dick. And, yeah, everybody please pressure Dieter on Twitter to post a picture of his dick. He said he was going to, and if he wants to prove that he's not a phony, that's what he will need to do in order to prove that he's not a phony. So, yeah.
Since Dieter
has
left,
he left,
I let a couple other people up here.
Seems that Dieter has gone.
I think it glitched out on him. This space is just pretty glitchy. I think it glitched out.
I hope that was entertaining for everybody involved.
Give him a spot. You give you two a spot at the next conference, and just like do that. And I'll listen to 3 hours. 3 hours. I'll listen.
All right, hold on.
What's up, peeps?
I'm live streaming to MI6 right now. I hope everyone is okay with that.
Is Dieter coming back or what? Because
I think you got to remake it to get him back. I think it glitched out.
Where did he go?
Sure, this shit is glitched.
No,
you gotta
Peter,
remake it.
Peter, I found out recently that you're a spook.
Yeah, it's true. I work for MI6.
What's your plan on Bitcoin? What are you trying to do? How are you trying to hijack Bitcoin?
You're trying to pacify the plebs.
Yo, they're the most dumbest motherfuckers. I've seen a lot of people in the space, but Dieter, Bob, and the rest of his fucking friends are probably the dumbest motherfuckers I've ever encountered in Bitcoin. And that's including like all the pork wars from like Bitcoin Classic days. So if you're following Dieter, Bob, or you find any value in him, block me, because you're a fucking idiot.
Hoddle, is this a literal dick measuring contest?
Well, okay.
I think so. I think that's what we got going on right now.
Listen, we should end the spaces because I did tell Dieter on Twitter it was just going to be me and him, and there was not going to be a bunch of people up on stage talking shit about him. So now that he's not here, it doesn't feel right. So I'm going to bounce.
You could tell him that I was here and I said he's a fucking idiot. I got it.
Why does anyone give him any airtime and not just have
that? I started unfollowing people.
Moron.
I started unfollowing people and muting people that bring him up to my Twitter feed because it's fucking getting annoying.
Hoddle, I literally texted you what Peter just said. Like, you're just giving this guy attention, man.
Yeah, I know. It was entertaining, though, wasn't it? I thought it was fun.
Well, he's an idiot. So, you only need to hear
that.
All right,
listen, I'm going to bounce because I told him I wouldn't get up
here. Hey, Hoddle.
And talk shit about him. What's up, Stoney, you little faggot?
Hey, fuckface.
What's up, fucko?
Hey, will you shut the fuck up for 2 seconds like when we did that one podcast with Svetsky? Okay, cool.
Go ahead.
All right. Talk. I'm going to fuck you now, you fucking spook. So, answer one question for me. It's all I need to know. Why did you disappear off of Twitter as soon as I said that you were working for McCormack?
Listen, I took a break from Twitter.
Yeah, sure you did.
I'm addicted.
Sure you did.
I took a break from Twitter because I'm addicted to Twitter. Okay. And also, I got banned, okay, which you know about. We consistently
stop you before
all the fucking time. You get banned a little less than me.
When did that ever stop you before?
Dude, I just took a break, dude, because I'm addicted to Twitter. That's why.
Stoney, I'm here. You can talk to me and address me directly if you want.
I mean, your bullshit. Yeah, your bullshit about me being paid by fucking Peter is fucking retarded. I don't get paid by Peter.
I fucking met Peter at Tone Based Conference in 2019.
outside of the D Hotel. And from then on, your intentions are fucking garbage. You have this fake outrage about
let's talk about this.
Who? No, fuck you.
Well, you kind of are talking about them, so let's do it. I'm happy to talk. If you got a pair of bollocks, we can talk through it.
I don't know what bollocks are because I'm not a fucking cuck Brit loser like you are.
They're the things between your legs. But we can talk about it, or you can just shout swear words. It's up to you. But if you want to ask me any questions, I'm here.
Okay, so interesting story with BitClout and Robert Breedscam, right?
Oh, well, that's nothing to do with me.
Shut the fuck up, Peter. Shut the fuck up. So he called scam because he probably got wrecked trading because half the influencers on Bitcoin Twitter can't just hold like they pretend they do. They just fucking LARP because they're trying to make a living in the Bitcoin space, which is nearly impossible. Why do you think I just do what I actually do and provide value to people and businesses? Because there isn't any money hucking Bitcoin to people besides people like you who promote shitcoin exchanges like Kraken and fucking Gemini.
What if you want?
Why do you have a problem with people making money?
Hold on. Everyone's shouting.
I don't have a problem with people making money.
Hold on.
I have a problem with affinity scammers.
Stoney.
What's the affinity scam?
Stoney. Guys, listen.
Using your personality and persona, and your following. To shill fucking garbage on
What's
people.
Garbage? What do you consider garbage?
Gemini, Kraken, any one of Peter's fucking shitty ass.
Where do you buy your Bitcoin?
I buy KYC free Bitcoin.
So people have done that for a long time. Anyone that doesn't buy KYC Bitcoin is virtue signaling assholes.
Steve.
No, and you know where else I buy it from?
Listen, you know where else I buy it from? Just 1 second.
River.
One second.
River. Stoney. Bitcoin only. Stoney. Peter, you're not the fucking... Hey, Peter, for once, River is only
in America and it's like in 47 states.
Hey, guys.
What about Strike, you dumb fuck?
Strike's lightning. You're not buying hundreds of thousands of dollars on Strike.
Stoney.
You can loop out.
I bought $40,000 to buy any considered amount of Bitcoin. You can't, like, there's certain products that you have to go to. There's no choice.
Yes, you can. Stoney. I can buy $20,000 of
you
Bitcoin.
You can. Not everybody can.
Yeah.
Steve,
hey,
Stoney.
DM Jack Maulers because he's a fucking gangster and ask him to up your limits. That's it.
1 second.
That's it.
Stoney, can I make one point? For the sake of everyone who's listening, just let each person make their point, please.
Let me just make one point.
No, fuck these people. Stoney. All they try to do is control narratives.
Stoney, what he's doing right now. What do you do in this space for anyone to. Why should anyone listen to what you're saying? Give me one reason.
Can
someone just mute?
I stack Bitcoin Stoney. And I
you
provide
stack Bitcoin?
Value
I sat in Bitcoin too. Why should people listen to me? Because I sit in Bitcoin?
Dude, saying you stack Bitcoin is fucking.
Everyone here stacks Bitcoin, you dumb fuck.
Okay, this needs
By
a
By the way, I don't do anything for Bitcoin either.
This,
I do nothing.
Hi, I'm Peter, and I need to be the moderator because I need control.
I need absolute control all the time. Stoney, let someone speak. Just let someone speak. All I'm asking let me speak for 1 second and just say, I'm more than willing to stay here and answer your questions. If you're just going to yell and talk over people, there's no benefit to anyone, so I might as well leave. There's a bunch of people
here.
There's a bunch of people here who probably want to listen to this. I'm here, happy to answer any questions, but if you're just going to yell and swear, it's not particularly productive. But if you can just calm yourself down, I'll answer any of your questions. You've got a free floor to ask me any questions you like, and I'll answer you. But if you're just going to yell...
You're a fucking loser.
Okay, well...
I think you're a fucking loser. That's the end. The end of the story is you're a fucking loser, and you try to control narratives.
I'm not trying to control
And you narrative. Buddy up with people and ask favors all the time. That's all you do.
Okay.
And then... You're such a fucking loser that you've been trying to co-opt people for years, and you're a failure. When you do that, then you just block them because they can't be controlled like you want to.
Again, if you want to ask me any...
That's what this is.
If you want to ask me any questions, I will answer your questions. All I'm asking you to do is just be mildly civilized and not yell over me.
Okay, I'll be civilized. You ready?
Yeah.
Why is every single one of your ad-based revenue people that pays you money, why are they all shitcoin scams or... do things with rehypothecation. Every single one of them.
Okay, so I'll talk.
Why?
Okay, which one? Which sponsor do you want to go with first? You pick one, and I'll tell you why I let them sponsor the show.
You can go through all of them because they all fucking blow.
Okay, well, let's start with my exchange sponsor.
Start with BlockFi. Okay, I'll stop. Start with BlockFi.
I'll start with BlockFi.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, so the reason I allow BlockFi to be a sponsor of the show is because they have a Bitcoin product. From the very start, with all sponsors I've said, if you have a Bitcoin product, I'm happy to work with you. Now, have you seen the valuation that BlockFi has?
I don't care.
Okay, well, I'll just let you know.
I don't care what valuation
okay.
BlockFi
okay, you
has.
Made your point.
I don't give a shit what they're
okay,
worth,
you made,
allegedly.
Okay, you made the point three times. You don't care. They're worth $5 billion. They are supplying something that the market wants and that people are willing to use. Now, you don't have to use it, and you can tell people not to use it, but they're providing a product that enough people want to use that they're worth $5 billion. Now, the free market has said this product is worthy. If it didn't, they wouldn't be worth
$5
billion.
The free market.
Yes, the market
says... There is no fucking free market. Look at the stock market right now. It's a fucking scam. The whole thing's a scam.
Okay, well, let's just make the point that the market has said...
The Federal Reserve is buying $120 billion of mortgage-backed securities per month.
Okay.
The whole thing is a lie.
Stony.
There is no free market.
Okay, so there's no free market, but there is a market, and there is a product out there that enough people want to use that has valued the company at $5 billion. So the market wants this product. I allow them to sponsor, and I specifically said to them, I will only ever promote your Bitcoin products. They want to work with me, and I work with them. I encourage people to do their own research. When people message me and they ask me how much Bitcoin I keep with them, I would say never more than 20%. But it's up to people. Not everybody needs to be mothered by you, Stony. Some people want to make their own decisions, and the market wants this product. So that's BlockFi covered. Who do you want next?
That is the best corporate shill I've ever heard in my life.
Fine.
Congratulations.
That's fine.
Okay, next question about BlockFi. Why don't you have them on and have them talk about how grossly incompetent they are between their hacks of people's personal data and sending 700 Bitcoin instead of $700, 45,000 times the amount they're supposed to. How more of an incompetent company do you have to be to drop them as a sponsor? How much lower do your moral standards have to be?
Okay, so there's a couple of
to drop them as a sponsor.
Okay, there's a couple of things to unpack here. So for every sponsor, we have something called a contract, which has a specific...
No, just answer my question. Answer my question. I don't care about your general... Answer my question.
Well, no, I'm answering your question. You're just shouting...
When does your morality cause you to discontinue having them as someone who pays you money?
Okay, again, I'm going to answer your question. I'm just going to ask you not to yell over me as I speak. Okay, so one of your points was, when are you going to drop them? I was making the point, we have a contract, and the contract has specific terms, term lengths, and how contracts can be ended. That is a contract, right? Okay. So that's why, even if I wanted to drop them, there are some considerations. Second point. Yes, they've had some things which have been mistakes. Almost every single company in the world that operates a form of software, occasionally something will happen that will go wrong. I'm not supporting them. I'm not supportive of that. Also, another thing I have with every single sponsor I have a condition that if they're going to sponsor the podcast, they have to come on the show and answer the questions that need answering. So, for example, when Ledger approached me and wanted to come on the show, I made the point to Pascal, you can only become a sponsor if you're willing to come on the show and answer all the questions that come from the audience so we can build a better relationship between these companies and the people and the things that might go wrong. So I would be more than willing to have Zach on the show. I'd be more than willing to ask him questions about that. That's not a problem at all. Next question.
Why are you... You did not answer my question.
You said, I will happily have Zach on the show. I'll call him later and say, Zach, do you want to come on the show and answer some questions? I mean, look, a slight mistake where they said...
Are you just going to give them layup questions? Not, hey, specifically, how are your systems so grossly negligent that you spent or sent 45,000 times the amount of purchasing power you're supposed to clients?
Okay, so...
700 Bitcoin instead of $700.
Yeah. So they obviously had some bug or breakdown in their system, and I'd be more than willing to ask them about that.
That's a huge bug. Listen, that's not a
Stony,
bug.
Stony.
That's a massive oversight by morons.
Let me frame it a different way from you. If I approached every interview the way you did, yelling at people, calling them cucks and cunts, one thing will happen. I won't have any guests in the future, okay? And I won't have any listeners, and it won't work. I am one thing I'm quite good at is understanding how to.
Yeah, because there's Stony, no value
Stony,
there.
Stony, Stony, no, can I finish? What I'm good at is interviews. You're good at digging holes. If I try and dig a hole and build a wall, I would be terrible. If you try to do an interview, you would be terrible and nobody would listen. Now, I'm more than willing to get Zach on and ask those questions. Not a problem. What's your next question?
You didn't answer the. What about BlockFi with their. And they just pretended like it wasn't a big deal. They released it out of.
So they had a breakdown in their processes. So they had a breakdown in their processes that led to some people being sent more Bitcoin than they should have been. Bitcoin that wasn't theirs, and that was a mistake. Okay, am I going to drop them as a sponsor for that? No, I'm not. Are you still there? Is anyone still there? Is it me?
No, you're good. Stony, you still there?
We're here.
Stony
we're
left.
Here.
Yeah,
I'm here too. Oh, he left.
Oh, he left.
I think he's finished with his question.
He's as a speaker. Stony's a speaker. You got to add him.
He got disconnected.
I mean, while I'm here, if anyone else has any questions, I'll answer them.
I don't think you have to answer any more questions, Peter. It's pretty obvious what was going on.
Well, look, I get it. He's angry. I could have Bitcoin-only sponsors, Bitcoin-only guests, run a node. I could give all my Bitcoin away. He'll find a reason to hate and be angry. He's obviously...
Peter, I have a question for you.
He obviously has bad genetics and is a bit of a moron and needs to yell and make lies up and whatever. So be it. Anyway, yes, sorry.
Sapiens, here in the blue...
Hi.
Blue, hi. So... You just mentioned something, and this was my question even before you just mentioned that. Mm. Why don't you have any Bitcoin-only sponsors?
I have Casa, which is a Bitcoin-only sponsor.
Okay, fair enough.
And to have other sponsors, if people, like I have a rate, and if people want to come pay the rate, they can. Now, I gave a massive discount to Casa because I think it's an important service and I want to support them. But I also have a team. Like, I have an assistant, I have a video guy, I have a producer, I have an audio engineer. I traveled around the world trying to learn about Bitcoin projects and promote Bitcoin projects. That comes with a cost. Sadly, the cost of doing this is not supported by Bitcoin-only companies. Now, if it would be, I would love that, but it can't. They can't afford my rates. So I have a rule. I will work with you if you have a Bitcoin product, and I will only promote your Bitcoin product. Now, that's not perfect for some people because they want pure Bitcoin purity. Fine, I get it. I'm just not doing that. My policy on sponsors has never changed. It's been up on my website, and it's always been, if you have a Bitcoin product, I will promote it.
Hey, Peter. Top roller here.
Hey, dude. How you doing, man?
Nice to meet you, man. I had a question. The guy's name was Weinstein that you interviewed during Miami.
Can you mute yourself, Armand?
If you could mute yourself, Armand, that'd be of great help. Thank you.
Yes, dude.
Oh, we had an echo going on. So I had one question that was burning inside me when you were interviewing. Yep. I think his name was Weinstein, right?
Eric Weinstein.
Okay, so he was one of the guys that met with Epstein, and I was always wondering, like, how did the journey of that guy actually meeting with Epstein actually happen? Not the fact that